Back now on United Bears Recap with our Cover 2 segment. We asked you to tweet us questions using the hashtag Bears Recap for Dan. Our first one comes from the G-Man. Is it my imagination, or does it seem that Matt Forte is not making guys miss? He's not down on him, but he doesn't seem to be as elusive. Your thoughts?
It's not all that. Look, we've talked about this before. Where are your offensive linemen making their blocks? Are they getting off and removing people from the line of scrimmage? That allows the running back to get into the offensive line and then make his reads and break off of that. You see some games where, you know, all of a sudden that O-line is moving off the pill, and all of a sudden Matt's making his moves. He's up almost in that second level making moves. When he's not, you see him getting hit in the backfield. It's hard to make a move. When you take the football, you take one step and somebody's nailing you. That's the difference between Matt being elusive, getting into the line of scrimmage, and not.
And our second Cover 2 question comes from Glenn. Was the cause for all these second-half breakdowns the last few weeks, is it lack of execution, adjustments, or both?
I'd say a little bit of everything. When you look back, we've documented everything today. You look back on, you know, penalties, you look back on the situations where you had, you know, interceptions or fumbles or poor play on special teams. The defense gives up a couple of easy ones. The offense gives the ball back in great field position for the opposition. All of those things. And what it means is every little bit of this football team, and that's how you have to look at it. Every guy on this team and every phase of this team has to look at it that way. We've got a lot of work to do, guys. If we do the work, and it can get done, this team can be a really good football team. But you know what? Nobody's going to give it to you. You got to go out and take it. And that's what I want to see these guys do. Start taking games, taking over games, dominating games from beginning to end.
Sands of the hourglass are drifting down. And the final question concerns Jay Cutler. He has 8 turnovers in the 3 losses, 6 in the 0 in the 2 wins. Is it too simple to say as Jay goes, the Bears go?
Certainly with the turnover situation, particularly at critical times and situations where you really need a couple of completions, a couple of first downs, game's over. And then here comes a pick. Mm-hmm. That's when it just really just blows your mind. You can't believe that it's happening again.